With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support the podcast on Patreon by joining the It's All Cobblers to Me fan club. Every month, you'll receive access to exclusive bonus content, such as our Meet the Staff series, hear our player interviews before anyone else, and be invited to regular meetups. By joining the fan club, you'll be helping us to continue our sponsorship of NTFC women's player Abby Bruin and enable us to keep the podcast and all our other content going to the high standards you expect. To join the fan club, go to patreon.com/cobblers2me.
Brain again, and he's got it!
Gavin was closing in. Oh, Gavin has scored!
Abdul Osman against Brad Jones to put Liverpool out of the cup and Northampton 3!
Yeah! Get it!
Hello, welcome to It's All Cobblers to Me. This is a very special episode of the podcast. The League One season kicks off on Saturday and we've decided we're going to follow the trend. Every other football podcast in the country has done one, so we're doing one too. It's our League One predictions podcast. That's right. Basically, I'm here with Neil and Danny. Jeffy's not here, but we will be making up her prediction as we go along. And basically, the way it's going to work is that all three of us have had a stab at predicting the finishing positions for the League One season for all 24 clubs. And we're going to run through who we think are going to get automatic promotion, make the playoffs, get relegated. And then Neil's going to ridicule me for all of my decisions. So,
Richard Hope.
Indeed. There we go. Hopefully, there will not be a Richard Hope moment, but you never know, I suppose. But before we get going, I just wanted to say thank you very much for listening to It's All Cobblers to Me. We all really appreciate your support and listening, and we hope you're looking forward to that first game of the season. So there are ways that you can support the podcast. Number one being listening. You're doing that. Bob on. Thank you very much. Another way is to leave us a five-star review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And the other way is by doing something to do with what this advert's going to tell you.
Hi, Chezzy here. I just wanted to say thank you for listening to It's All Cobblers to Me and to tell you how you can help support the podcast. Every week, I, along with Neil and Danny, make it as difficult as possible for Charles to edit the thing and ruin his Monday. That's why we set up our Patreon page. For just $5 a month, that's about £4, you'll help to keep the podcast going and get your very own thank you jingle. So, if you enjoy what we do and want to support us, head over to patreon.com/cobblers2me. Now, let's get back to the pod.
Yes, you can support It's All Cobblers to Me via our Patreon from as little as £2 a month. You get lots of stuff for that, bonus content, Q&As like we had with Kelvin Thomas last month, which went down really well. And we're hoping to have some more players. We had Nicky Adams a couple of months back. We'll get some more players in, and maybe we'll even do one with BDK as well. But into our predictions, I think we should go. So I think we'll start off with who we think we're going to win the league. That, to me, sounds the most obvious place to go. So, if I dare ask, Daddy, who have you gone for to win the league this year and why?
I have gone, as much as I would love to put the Claret Army on top, I can't put that on them. Can't put that pressure on them, Charles. I've gone with Kenny Jackett's Portsmouth because I love Jacket Potatoes and they seem like they're pretty good. They got beat in the playoffs, didn't they, last season?
It's the best reasoning I've ever heard. I like Jacket Potatoes and they seem pretty good.
When it makes sense, I think, for the footballing gods to reward me for my Jacket Potato love by putting Kenny Jackett's team on top. But yeah, I think Portsmouth are going to win a league. It's probably an obvious choice, but let's go with it.
You're not the only one. I've also put Pompey as being the winners. We've got here a little stat, which has obviously come from Statman Danny.
Yeah.
No team picked up more points than Portsmouth after October the 22nd. So specific.
I didn't. I went and did that maths myself, Charles.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Do you know what I was about to say? I actually think that you probably would have done.
You got that much time on my hands.
Yeah. Knowing you. No, I just think, like a bit like you, I think not because Kenny Jackett and Jack Potatoes. I just think they're on. Here we go. Here's a first one. They're on an upward curve.
Oh, they are.
So I know that they missed out in the playoffs, but I mean they really should have beaten Oxford, shouldn't they? I think If they'd have faced Wickham in that final, I think Pompey would have won quite comfortably.
Ifs and buts, Charles.
Indeed, ifs and buts. You're right. But yeah, for me, Portsmouth are kind of like the. I don't think they are the obvious winners. Personally, I think there are more obvious or more, you know, standout without really looking into any detail. Kind of names that you would just a layman would maybe stick in as winning the league. Neil, who did you go for?
Well, interestingly, despite what Danny said, I've gone for the Mighty Cobblers.
Oh.
I don't know why Danny's laughing.
Go on.
Lacking confidence. I think we are the team to beat when it comes to playing behind closed doors.
That's very true. That's a good point I hadn't thought about.
Actually. We excel behind. We haven't conceded a goal. I don't count Milton Keynes because I know we lost. I know we lost 3-1, but it was no different to a normal match day there, was it? So
what about the first leg of the playoffs? Does that
doesn't count?
Is that not too good?
Doesn't count. No. So I'm only counting it after that game. So
we were getting our bearings in that first game.
Yeah, the first one back. Yeah, we had to get used to it, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm confident we're going to be the surprise package this season. I think Keith Curley is going to spring a few shrewd sign-ins. The last few that he's going to bring in, I think, will be a couple of good ones. Not that the others haven't been good, but I think he'll surprise a few people. And I think, yeah, people will underestimate us and will expect us to be long ball bullies. And actually, we won't be as long a ball and bullyish as we have been before, and we'll mix it up a little bit and surprise people. So yeah, we'll win the league probably by Easter.
to be fair though, since we last recorded, we have made another signing.
David Seal.
Indeed. Back from Australia 20 years later.
Lost 20 years as well.
I mean, what do you guys think of that signing? Are you pleased with it?
You read Danny's blog about it. Danny is... Is it like, what's his, Benny Ashley Seal's biggest fan now?
Oh, yeah. Get him in.
He's in.
And they did. He's in. 15 minutes, that's all I needed to make a judgment on him. hobbled off in friendly. He's come with some rave reviews, Charles, hasn't he? And that's all I need. I'm easily turned by rave reviews and show reels.
I was going to say, Boris will have us locked down in no time about these raves, you know. It's terrible.
he does, you're right, Danny, he does come with rave reviews. And I always think fans are the best judges of players, really, in terms of giving a true, I mean, not the best judges of players a lot of time, to be fair, but what am I saying? So I think he'll be all right. Let's leave it at that.
It's good to see us making these kind of signings, isn't it?
It's good that we bought him.
Yeah. I mean, that was a massive shock, wasn't it? Just being able to splash out and bring somebody. It's the type of player you usually get on loan. Good to see us kind of investing in a youngster like that. He's only 21, you know. And I'm not sure what kind of player he is still, whether it's like the focal point or whether he's someone who's going to get in behind or whether it's a mix of both. But hopefully we'll find out on Saturday when we hammer AFC Wimbledon 5-0 and start that road to the title.
Love it. Well, we'll find out where Danny and I have positioned the shoe army.
I can see, and you're both negative Nellies.
We'll find out a little bit later exactly how negative we've been, shall we? So, second place, the other automatic promotion spot. Neil, we'll start with you for that one. Who have you gone for?
Second, Charles, I've got Martin Smith Sunderland, my friend, who I think it's their third season in League One now, isn't it? And I think that's feels about right for them to get out of it. I think they've had two seasons to acclimatise and now they'll bounce back up, I think. So, yeah, second for Sunderland. But they'll be well behind us.
Well behind. Are we having like a Chris Wilder-esque 99 point season?
Better. I'm pretty confident we won't lose a game.
Oh.
So, but yeah, Sunderland will be up there in second for me.
Is that just to be friends and friendly with Martin Smith?
Yeah, I'm trying to become good friends with him. A friend of the stars like you are. But he keeps ghosting me. But there you go.
Aw. Just,
it's very much like... It's
very, want me to give him a ring for you?
It's very much like Danny and Alistair Slow. Like the love story that never was.
Oh, dear. Funny. So Sunderland second. Danny, who have you gone for?
Right,
no.
This is going to cause chaos, and I don't want to get banned from every podcast for the rest of the time.
Here we go.
But disgrace. You know what I'm going to say. I know it is. It's a disgrace, but I had to be realistic and put.
I think you should hand in your griffin.
Hand in my griffin? Excuse me.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Danny. I'm going to steal your goats.
Well, plenty of them have been got. Neil, as you know, there's not that many left. I've chosen as the blue team from across the fens as second place. Charles.
Scum.
Yeah. Well, me or them? Both now, probably.
Both. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't think we even need to discuss that. It's ridiculous. So, who have you got, Charles?
Well, I've gone for Blackpool. Bit of a left field one. This is my Richard Hope moment, okay? So, basically, I didn't want to go with the obvious ones because the obvious ones never get promoted or it never works out. Sunderland, twice. You know, expected to waltz the league. Well, yeah, but what I mean is, just using them as an example, expected to waltz the league, they don't.
Liverpool were way down the betting last year, weren't they?
And
Leicester City. You know, all of this stuff. Look, you know, it could go on.
You throw Brendan Rodgers in my face, Charles. Not again.
But no, seriously, I look at what Blackpool have done.
What have they done
in the transfer market this summer, and I'm actually quite excited for them.
Oh, right, why don't you go support them?
I'm not that excited.
Oh, Jesus.
Not quantity, Charles.
Here's some quality then for you. Jerry Yates.
Average.
Yeah, League Two player last season. Yeah,
average.
League Two top goal scorer, wasn't he, last season, or one of the two?
Average.
Average, fair enough. they've also got Keshi Anderson. I'm not saying that he's any good, but
we've had him, Charles. Ridiculous. You're not justifying yourself. Do better.
They've taken CJ Hamilton from Mansfield.
Never heard of him.
Ethan Robson from Sunderland.
Never heard of him.
And Jordan Williams from Rochdale.
Can you tell me a bit about Bez Labula, Charles?
Signed for a reported undisclosed fee from Crawley.
Yeah. Type of player is he then?
A good one.
I can't believe this. We've made it to number two. Who's finishing second? And you've fallen in love with Blackpool.
I told you it was my Richard Hope moment. I'm getting it out of the way early.
I do get your thinking though, Charles, because there is always one that disrupts the predicted pack, isn't there? Like Wickham last season.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. And the other reason that I've gone for them, they've also got two former Manchester United players.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Regan Poole. Let's not mention him actually.
But no, get this. It's all down to the name.
Yeah.
Alex Fodjacek.
Easy for you to say.
Well, it wasn't, but thank you very much.
But
that's it.
I know what it is. You've heard about that working men's club on Blackpool Seafront where you can put 50p in a pot and get a lap dance, haven't you? That's it.
Been there many a time.
Yes. That's why.
No, honestly, the only thing that didn't quite happen for them was they didn't sign the third Swindon player from last season.
Who, Owen Doyle?
No, the other one. The one that we nearly signed from Port Vale, Anthony Grant.
Well, he's not very good either.
Oh, well, he's quite good for Swindon.
Yeah, well. I'm ribbing you a little bit. I've actually got Blackpool down as fourth. So,
oh, there you go then. Shut up.
I'll see you at the working men's club.
I've got them as 11th. I've written them off.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go then.
I'm not sure about their manager. That's the only thing about experience at this level.
Who is their manager?
But it's old Neil Critchley.
Oh, Critchers. Yeah. Critchers.
Yeah. Critchers.
Former Liverpool under 23s boss, wasn't he?
Creepy Critchers, I believe.
Creepy Critchers.
Right then, playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs.
Oh, we love a good playoff.
Playoffs. So we'll go. I tell you what we'll do then is we'll name the four teams that you've gone for.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about them. So, Danny, who are your four playoff teams?
So my playoff teams, Charles, I've gone Martin Smith Sunderland to finish third.
Okay.
Joey Beecham's Oxford to finish fourth. Joey Barton's Fleetwood. There's no one else from Fleetwood, is there? No comical name. Joey Barton's Fleetwood and Nick Barmby's Hull City to finish sixth. So Sunderland, Oxford, Fleetwood and Hull, Charles. That's an eclectic mix of teams if ever you saw one.
Well, I mean, essentially, you've just taken two of the losing teams from this year's playoffs and said that they'll go ahead and do it again.
Yeah.
You've kind of been a bit lazy, I'll be honest.
Well, what do you want me to put in there? Rochdale?
Well, no, I don't think Rochdale will be in there.
I can see where you've put Rochdale, Danny.
Right, what am I thinking on all of this is, right?
Yeah.
Who isn't in the shit? That's basically what I based a lot of this on.
Have you basically gone, right, there's six teams in the league who aren't in the shit, they don't have the chance to go up.
Why have you gone for Huller in the shit?
Well, they are
they've got Grant McCann, haven't they? Their manager.
They have, yeah, but they lost like 70 games in a row, didn't they? But I don't know, I feel like they're not in like massively financial poo as some people. And I think they've got enough to turn it around. God knows why they've stuck with Grant McCann. I think my thinking was he's going to be gone and they're going to bring someone else in. But yeah, that's not happened yet.
Maybe Nick Barmby.
Maybe Nick Barmby, yeah. Get him in. Save the day.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to massively disagree with you. But
go on then.
Okay.
Go on.
Well, I've gone for Ipswich, Sunderland, Bristol Rovers... And then I've gone with Oxford. So, yeah, I'll give you Oxford.
I wouldn't say that was massively disagreement.
No, I've seen bigger disagreements.
North and South Korea come to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. But, yeah, no, I like what I said before about not wanting to go for the obvious. I mean, I think Ipswich will well, to be honest, when I did this, I didn't realise how much they were hating on Luke Chambers.
Dyke or not.
So it does seem... Does seem like there's a bit of a thing there. Di Cornell's not going to play any games. Come off of it. There's absolutely no way that he is good enough for a team like Ipswich.
I thought they were signing him as number one. Your man's eyebrows were still in the air right now. Chris and Neil's conversation with him.
I got a statue for him.
See ya.
I'm interested in your Bristol Rovers pick, Charles. What's going on?
Well, what's that? Last season, they had a really good start, didn't they, last season? Weren't they like top for the first quarter of the season or third of the season? I know they really massively trailed off, didn't they? But I think if they've learnt their lessons from last year's campaign, then they might just have a bit of more about them this season to be able to last the whole
striker.
They have.
Gosh. And that was Graham Coughlin who led the charge to the top, and then he left, and the form's dropped off a cliff.
Literally. Off Cliff Richard.
Yeah. off Cliff Richard.
Over the suspension bridge. See?
I've got. They've signed. They've made two really good signings, though, I think.
Well, who's judging that they're good signings? Is it you?
Well, I am. I am. But they've taken Jack Baldwin from Sunderland.
Oh, yeah.
And Max Amar. From Gillingham. So.
Nah. Jack Baldwin, old.
Yeah, but quality.
Nah, I'm not having it.
You're not having it? I mean, if you want, he is a player that I know you're going to love, Neil. Ready?
Go on.
Sam Nicholson.
Good player. Yeah,
never. Bought from the Colorado Rapids.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
What? Where does he play? What position?
On the field.
Good. Forward. Good. Yeah. Good. I mean, why aren't we scouting out the Colorado Rapids? I'll go and do it.
Probably Keith Cole's scene, is it?
Yeah, how do you know? You're saying Keith Cole doesn't like Rapids?
No, it's more likely to be in Marbella, isn't it? Marbella FC. Marbella Town.
Yeah.
Marbella Rovers.
Marbella Rovers.
Marbella Rovers. Right, he's a winger.
Of course he is. And
he's actually Scottish.
Oh, what? No, right.
He's played for Hearts until 2017, and then he moved to the States with Minnesota United, making 20 appearances, scoring 2 goals, before moving on in 2018 to the Colorado Rapids, where he scored 4 times in 48 games.
It's an eclectic career.
I mean, to be fair, you leave Hearts. I mean, he played 109 games for Hearts.
Yeah, but Ash Taylor plays in the Scottish Prem, so this doesn't really say much, does it?
you're right there. Yeah, you're very right there. But, yeah, I don't know. So Bristol Rovers, I have a feeling. And they're also backed by a big, massive...
Dick.
Middle Eastern money person, aren't they? So part of me thinks that they're going to be financially quite secure.
I see you thinking there, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. And then Sunderland, I think, is fairly obvious. I think if they don't finish in the playoffs, then at least in the playoffs, then that's dreadful. And then Oxford, same as Danny, really. I think, you know, it's just they are a good side.
Ugh.
As much as I hate it, but they are. So there you go.
No comment.
What about you then, Neil? Who have you gone for the playoffs?
The playoffs. I have gone for your favourite team, Blackpool. You'll be pleased to know.
Yeah.
Danny's favourite team, Portsmouth.
Yeah.
The home of Quavers, Lincoln City.
Are they really the home of Quavers?
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they definitely are. I don't know. It was, I can't remember. We played there. I think it was it might have been a Tuesday evening or a Friday evening once. And it was a really boring game. I think it was 0-0 actually. And I noticed one of the advertising boardings said home of Quavers. So,
nice.
There we go. So yeah, Lincoln and Ipswich.
Okay. So Lincoln are really the only ones there that stand out to me, to be honest with you, as being bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I think.
Don't you dare say his name.
Well, yeah, which one?
Well, exactly.
Don't like to give him credit, but I think Appleton did a good job eventually there when he had a bit of a ropey start, didn't he? But then he turned him round and he's got him how he wants to have him. Obviously, they've got Morton, who I guarantee won't score a goal all season, by the way, so that's okay. But I think they'll do well here. I think they'll be up there. I think they'll be one of those surprise packages that you were talking about.
Okay. Interesting that, to be honest, because I've gone Lincoln way down in 15th.
Yeah, you've gotten low, haven't you?
I have gone low. That is partly due to my hatred of those two, by the way. No, I think I looked at last year's table and I've kind of gone... I've basically, they finished 16th last year, so they're going one place better.
Well, it's an improvement.
Yeah, so, you know, don't shoot me, Lincoln fans. You are going to improve. It could be worse. You could be Shrewsbury and where I've put them.
Danny flirted with Lincoln in the playoffs, didn't he?
Eighth,
flirted with it.
Isn't? Although, are we calling it eighth still, or is it not just Peterborough United?
Hey! Well, I mean, no, Danny, you can't chuckle at that. You've got them second.
I can and I will.
And I have.
I did, yeah. No returns.
Oh, dear. Yeah, okay, fair enough. I mean, I think that's quite sensible.
Thank you.
For you, yeah. I do.
All my predictions are sensible, Charles.
Okay, well, let's go to the relegated teams and let's see how sensible they are. Neil.
What are we doing? Starting with bottom?
Well, let's... Yeah, yeah. Who's going to finish bottom?
I've gone for those idiots, Peterborough United.
All right, good.
I think it's going to implode for them this season. I think it's where everything unravels.
Completely.
Yeah, everything's going to unravel.
Just unravel.
Yeah. Darren McAntony is going to get arrested on a yacht in the middle of the Mediterranean.
His new right. £10 million yacht.
Yeah, his £10 million yacht made of gold.
Barry, would it have Ivan Tony's face on it?
Barry Fry is going to be caught shagging a pig.
Come on. If Barry Fry's not been caught for anything yet, he's not going to get caught this season, is he?
He's took it up a level. He's gone,
got caught for gambling last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's gone bestiality, though. He's took it up a level this year, so he's in trouble.
From gambling to bestiality. It's
a slippery slope, Charles.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I think Darren Ferguson, he's still their manager, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
We all know what he allegedly does, and I think that's going to happen again with the pressures of lockdown and being stuck in the house and stuff. It's all going to unravel again. And what will happen is what they'll do is they'll get Sir Alex Ferguson to take over as interim manager while Darren Ferguson is going through his court case. But the problem is no one's going to be able to understand Sir Alex, because of his Scottish accent. He's got a Scottish accent, hasn't he? Has he?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think we should find out who isn't finishing bottom and is going to finish 23rd before we get sued, Neil.
Oh, yeah, no worries. It's those bell ends from Oxford, 23rd.
Oh, right, okay. Playoff chasers.
All unravels for Oxford as well, unfortunately.
Hey, who would ever be playoff finalists and then get relegated?
Yeah.
Good point, actually. Well made, Danny.
I can see who you guys had. Bottom of the pile, but go for it.
Well, I think we've both gone for the same, haven't we, Danny? We've both gone for Wigan.
Yeah, the 11 registered players on their website got me a little bit concerned for them, I have to say. I just don't know what's going on with them, so it's a bit of a lazy, yeah, they can be bottom, because I've got no idea what kind of state they're in, what kind of state they're going to be in, but you know, they're obviously going to have to get things together pretty quickly. And I think by the time they do that, have they got any points deductions potentially coming? I don't know.
Well, potentially, but they'll have about 15.
Points deducted.
Is it 15 points deduction, not 15 points deducted. It's either 12 points or 15 points that they'll be deducted.
But didn't they take that last season, though?
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Because that's what...
Yes, but I've got a feeling that if they don't get a buyer there's a further penalty.
Right, okay. So for
not coming out of administration.
Yeah. They're trying to raise the money, aren't they, to get to them. I think Victor Moses put some money in it today, didn't he? Their former player. He donated a large sum, which took them quite close to it. So, and I do hope they get themselves sorted out, but I just don't see where they're going to get everything together from quick enough to have any impact. So,
Surprised Hector Bellerin hasn't given them some money.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
I'm not hearing a word about Hector Bellerin. Coming around my house.
I think you're right, though, Danny. I think regardless of whether they get a points deduction or not, they're in such dire straits. I just can't see them managing to, you know, it's going to be a long, hard season for Wigan. It really is. And a bit like how Bolton were last season, even if, you know, even with without the points deduction, Bolton struggled early on because they basically didn't have a squad. So I think I can see the same thing happening with Wigan this time around.
Well, speak for yourself, I've got them 10th.
Well, you know, each to their own. Each to their own.
Yeah.
23rd. I've gone for Crew.
Oh, Dave Artell's
poor Crew.
Pitch Warriors.
Pitch Warriors.
Do you know that there's this thing? So I don't think
Pitch Warriors.
There's always one of the there's always a team that comes up that just is rubbish and isn't good enough for the next division. And I'm praying it's not us. I think for all of Crew's, you know, good-looking, attractive football, possession doesn't win you games. And don't get me wrong, Dave Artell did a really, really good job with them last season. They surpassed my expectations, but they couldn't beat us. So I don't think they're that good. And I think there are much better footballing teams out there in League One than Crew Alexandra, and they'll just get... I think they'll get hammered every week.
I think
you're wrong, Charles.
Can I flag? We've obviously people won't see this. I'm going to flag it, but people won't see this. We've got every team written down on our sort of notepad thingy, and next to Crew, we've literally just written Crew Alex Artell Tit Shit. So that sums it up. I agree with Charles, by the way, not quite to the extent, but I've got them 21st, I think, so relatively low down.
I think they'll be all right.
Where have you got them, Danny?
What have we got them? 16th, I think. Is that right? Yeah, 16th.
So relatively comfortable, though. Yeah.
The thing with them is they've kept all their key players, haven't they, so far? Like our old friend Perry NG, Charlie Kirk's still there. They kept them all together, and I think they'll actually get a bit more space in this league to do their thang. And I will say, do their thang. THANG, just because I'm that down with the kids.
Worrying.
More of this on Sunday night's live stream, by the way.
They did sign Omar Beckles, who was there was rumours that we would sign. Yeah.
Ooh.
Omar Beckles from Shrewsbury.
Omar Beckles.
And someone called Afronde Zanzalar from Accrington. Ooh. Which, yeah. I mean, Zanzalar! As he scores, just sounds amazing. So, yeah, brilliant. But rubbish. Not going to do anything. So that's the bottom two. There's two more relegation spaces left in the division. Now, Neil, earlier on, mentioned the home of...
I haven't done my 23rd yet.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
Oh, you're just going through Neil, sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you let me finish, Danny, you'll see where I'm going with this.
All right, Kim Jong-un.
There's a very tedious link coming up to your 23rd position, Danny.
Yes, sir.
So before, Neil mentioned that Lincoln were the home of Quavers.
Mm.
So let's now go to the home of the cooperative. You've got Rochdale in 23rd.
Is that the home of the cooperative, is it?
It is indeed.
So you learn things every day.
Yep. There you go. Told you it was worth it, that tedious link.
Worth it.
Rochdale, they're going down.
Rochdale, they're going down. Done.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think they've had their time. They've had their bit of fun, haven't they?
They've had their time. took them 150 years to get promoted out of the bottom division. 7 years later, yeah, that's enough.
They just always seem to be hanging around that bottom four, and I think they've had enough. I've had enough of them being there, for one.
Great chippy, though. Finish.
Chippies mean nothing when it comes to League One, Neil. You should know that.
It's a good job. We haven't got one, have we? So,
they're going down, good and proper.
Good and proper.
Ian Henderson's gone, isn't he?
Well, yeah, you know what? I was going to say, actually, one of the I didn't realise this, but apparently the reason for him leaving is actually quite awful.
So
I was listening to the Totally Football League show earlier this week, and apparently Ian Henderson had a contract with Rochdale already to, you know, be extended, contract extension. He was going to finish his career with Rochdale. And then at the last minute, Rochdale turned around and said, actually, no, we don't want you.
I was expecting something a lot worse, the way you built that up, if I'm honest, Charles.
Oh, sorry. No, I just think it's a bit, bit shithousery from totally a football awful club.
I was like, they just decided they didn't want him anymore. All right.
Yeah, but he was basically, he had a contract offer.
So did Nathaniel Mendes-Lane, but that's been cancelled.
No, that's an actual contract. He's done something wrong there.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. He had a contract offer and they just retracted the contract offer.
Yeah, basically.
It's still not the worst thing in the world, is it?
Oh, when you've been at a club for that long, captain, you know, longest serving player.
Wait, it's like Liam Dolman for us. Remember when he was around and he didn't get offered a contract. He got invited back to the club for training, didn't he? And got given a kind of a target weight to hit. And if he was told if he'd hit that, then he'd get a new contract. He more than hit that target weight, which is a surprise, I know. and they still didn't offer him a contract. They got rid of him. So it happens.
I did not know that.
Yeah, true story.
Mm. Neil,
Danny.
Before Charles moves on, who's your favourite ex-Leeds forward?
Mark Viduka.
Oh, what about another a different one?
Tony Yeboah.
Yeah. And who's your favourite ex-Cobblers right back?
Paul Rogers.
No.
Ian Clarkson.
No.
Jason Crowe.
First name's Kevin.
Kevin Van Veen.
Van Veen.
No, right back. Oh, yeah, I suppose he did play that. But
Kevin Amawanka.
Yes. Because Rochdale have signed someone called Yeboah Amankwa. From Manchester City on loan. Where was Keith when this deal was happening and why didn't he get him in? That's my question. Get him in, Charles.
Feels like a completely made up name.
It does.
It's like one of those football manager regen players.
There's also Gavin Bazuna.
Yeah.
That's a funny name. Rochdale are fast becoming my second favourite team.
I like the fact that they signed a player called Newbie.
Perfect.
Alex Newbie.
Here's a newbie. Yeah.
If they didn't use that on their social media announcement, then that social media person should be sacked. Brilliant. Okay, so in 22nd place then, I've gone, well, in fact, we've all gone with the same team.
Ooh.
Which is, I'm now a bit worried about saying this because... We're what? Recording this on Wednesday. Wednesday evening. Saturday, we play a team called AFC Wimbledon, who we've all picked to finish 22nd and go down. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, we also predicted we were going to beat them, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, that's right. So are you saying it's counterbalanced?
It just balances. Yeah, it just cancels the other out. If you predict something to happen long enough, then it would actually happen. Or something like that.
I'll be honest. When doing my predictions, I was starting to get a bit bored, so I just copied you guys on this one.
Lovely. Any particular reason you've gone for them to go down, Danny?
We were talking about on the weekend, weren't we? Saying that they only got 35 points last season, which and somehow stayed up by the not by the skin of their teeth, but on the points per game thing. Essentially, because of Bolton, Bury and Southend, well, Bury going out of business, Bolton and Southend being complete disasters. And Tranmere just going down because of the points per game thing. I just think they survived on very few points, and it's not going to happen again. I'm concerned for them. They do go back to Plough Lane though, which is fun this season, hopefully.
Yeah, about halfway through the season, something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. I think October, November time. So we should get to play there before they head back to League Two.
That's a bit of a what's the term? It's a bit of a shitter for them, isn't it? When's it scheduled? Sort of January time, is it?
Before Christmas, isn't it?
Before Christmas, is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a, because it's, I mean, the way things are going, it's pretty likely that fans still won't be in grounds at that point, right? And it's a shame for them, because it's quite a big thing, isn't it, moving back there, and would have been a lot of fanfare.
Yeah, true. I've simply put them down there because they released Concrete Rod, and how dare they?
Dare they?
That's my reason for them being down there. So, 21st, Neil. You went for Crewe
Alexander, yeah.
And Danny, you and I went for Shrewsbury Town.
Both did.
I'll be honest with you, I think that they are on a downward trajectory, to use Keith's favourite term. And also, interestingly, when I was looking at this, they've given Aaron Pierre the number 2 shirt for this season. And I don't think he played in the League Cup defeat to, I think, was it Oxford they played? I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, last season they finished 15th, 41 points.
Yeah, little Sammy Ricketts in charge.
Yeah,
not convinced by
Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury fans though seem quite optimistic about the season, and I think some of them are being a little bit overly optimistic. If I'm being honest,
you've just spoken to Neil about Cobblers winning the league.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but we all kind of expect Neil to go a little bit left field, don't we? In fairness,
you're confident. I'm on the Keith Kerr wave.
Danny, why did you go for Shrewsbury going down?
I just don't see that there's any plan in place for them at all, or any kind of thought that they might do anything in the league. And I was looking through the other teams that look, I think we've all got actually the promoted teams to stay up. I think we all think they're going to do all right. And it was basically a process of elimination.
Apart from Crewe, is that what you mean?
I've got them 16th, that'll be right. I've got them as all right. Yes.
That's only because of Perry NG, though.
Yeah, Perry NG will just do it single-handedly, won't he? He is actually a good player, despite us mocking him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Shrews are doomed. Get out. Get out of my league.
Fair enough. Okay, well, earlier on, when Neil decided that we were going to win the league, Danny, you and I laughed a lot. So where did we actually, or where did you think that we were going to finish? What's your
I've gone
for
an optimistic, well, not really an optimistic, but I think 15th.
Okay.
I think everyone else is writing us off apart from Neil, but I think we'll be all right. We're going to surprise people. We're going to spar with the big guns. I'm going to pull off a couple of good results against the supposed big boys and shit out our way to a decent position.
Fair enough. I've gone for a realistic 19th.
Oh.
And that. I know that's quite negative, and I know that we'll have people turning around and saying, where's your ambition, and all this, that, and the other.
Build the East End, Charles.
Yeah, Charles.
But I just think, as long as we stay up, to me, that's a successful season. And the way that I look at this is that I go, I expect to finish 19th, higher than that, and I'm enjoying life even more so.
Mm. Does that involve a last game of the season escape?
Maybe not last day, penultimate day.
No.
We'll be secure. I think we'll be fine. But I think if you look at it and you sort of say to yourself, right, we're going to pretty much, you know, I mean, count my chickens here, aren't I, Danny? Or your chickens, maybe. But, you know, we're going to pretty much gone. We're going to pretty much gone in my eyes. I don't think that they'll be able to do anything at all. And then it just that really leaves only 3 spaces. And I genuinely think that there are definitely at least 3 teams worse than us.
23 teams.
Yeah. So, you know, I prefer the term realistic to pessimistic.
I don't think that's too pessimistic, though. I think that's all right. I think that's fine.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't think that's pessimistic at all. I think I'd take anything from 20th upwards, as long as the plan's still in place and moving in the right direction. I'd take it. Especially this season. I think like this season's such a weird one that it's basically survive, isn't it? In terms of survive as a football club and survive in the league.
Yeah.
That's what it could come down to.
Really interesting. Just before we move on, I just want to ask you about a couple of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And just then we'll go and predict. Well, we'll make some sillier predictions like top goal scorer and stuff like that. Things that definitely won't happen. But you mentioned like the fact that obviously a lot of clubs are just looking to survive this season and get through it financially. One of those clubs that's actually looking at our table that we've created here, I'm quite surprised that we've gone so high for is Charlton. Because they've essentially got no owners. They're under a transfer embargo. They've had the EFL blocked a takeover bid, didn't they? Lee Bowyer in charge, of course. And yet all of us have gone for top half.
Yeah, we have.
I don't feel like they're as in the shit as the others, to me.
It feels like, I think, yeah, it feels like they're on the way to being in the shit. But I think they'll probably be mid-table this season, I suspect. They've still got a few good players knocking around there, and I think they'll be mid-table.
Okay.
Lee Boger's done a good job as well, though. He's a properly solid manager, isn't he?
He is, and he's the sort of manager, isn't he, that loves a battle and that sort of thing, so it might work in their favour, you know.
Keith Cole versus Lee Bowyer on the sidelines.
Tete-a-tete.
Mikel Arteta.
The other team I was going to ask you about is Gillingham, simply because that's where Verdane's gone. I want to know your thoughts on where you think Verdane is going to finish. Has he made the right decision, Neil?
Well, no, because we're going to win it. So, I've actually got Gillingham seventh, just missing out on the players. I think they've made a couple of good signings. I think they'll have a good season this season, but I think they'll just miss out on the playoffs.
Mid table for me, Danny. What about you?
Yeah, mid table. It's all talk, Steve Evans, isn't he?
Well, did well.
All talk and all eating.
Yeah.
I was going to say all talk and all belly. So,
there's certain managers in this league that you just want us to beat by shit hours, isn't there? Steve Evans, Carl Robinson, Darren Ferguson.
Michael Appleton.
Other team. The other team we've already lost to, but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, all of them, really.
All of them, yeah. Oh, we want to beat them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake Buxton at Burton, you can go as well.
Love it. Okay, then. Right, Danny, you wanted to make some other predictions. What were you thinking?
What was it? What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
What was going through your mind? It's
generally the response to many of my suggestions. Let's go top scorer. Who's going to be the top scorer?
For the entire league?
The entire league, Charles. Let's go the whole league. Verdane Oliver.
Harry Deacon Smith.
Punt. Is that
it? It's a bit mean to call him that, I'll be honest. But
we've got to pick one, have we?
Know.
Go on.
I don't know enough about the strikers at other clubs.
Well, why haven't you done some research?
Well, have you done some research, Neil?
Absolutely.
Have you? Go on then.
Yeah. Well, I know who I'm picking for who I think is going to...
Okay.
So, I'm not sure I should be the one that goes first because I've done research.
Oh, okay. So because you've done research, therefore it's going to work. I'm going to go for, in that case, I'll go for, is it Mo Issa at Borough?
Don't.
Disgusting.
Right. There's method behind this madness. They score lots of goals. Posh. Traditionally, in the last couple of years, they score lots of goals, but they still fuck it up. So that makes it even funnier.
Did you know?
Haven't won any so far, though.
Did you know Luke Varney signed for Burton?
Yes.
Oh.
He's like a player manager, isn't he? Or player coach.
Oh, is he?
I think so.
Oh. Oh, sorry, it's just surprised.
He's gone back to Burton, hasn't he? Because I think he was.
He was there, wasn't he?
Yeah. In their career. Okay, yeah, earlier he was in there. His career.
Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, that's mine. I'm going Mo Isa, Danny.
I was going to say Matty Taylor of Oxford.
It's a good shout.
Seems quite an obvious shout. Well, someone who has just signed is 35, and it's Danny Graham who's just signed for Sunderland. He's scored quite a few for Blackburn in the Championship. Is what's his odds? 33-1. If you're a betting person, if you want to get on that, that's my sneaky tip.
I mean, of course, if we sign him, Nugent.
Well, why not Rocky Balboa? Sam Hoskins.
Well, Sam's injured for probably about 6 weeks if it's a hammy.
200-1, Sam Hoskins.
Is he really?
You know, yeah. Verdane Oliver, 250. 250-1, that is, not £2.50. and Luke Varney down at 250 as well. Moisa is actually the favourite.
Oh, well, there you go then. No research, and I've pulled it out of the bag. Neil, who was yours?
Don't gamble though, everyone.
I'm going to go Benny Ashley Seal.
Yes. Get him in. He's in. He's already in.
He'll pip Johnson Clark Harris.
Yeah. Of the dirtiness.
Yeah. They'll only score 25 goals this whole season, but he'll score all 25 of them.
Johnson Clark Harris of the dirtiness.
Oh, the dirtiness.
Coming soon to Penguin Books.
Which is the manager that's going to get sacked first? Neil?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't bode well for me, does it? No. Paul Lambert.
At Ipswich. Yeah. That's a good shout.
Signed a 5-year deal in January, didn't he? So it's probably about right.
Yeah, their fans do not like him particularly. And there's already murmurings of discontent, shall we say. So yeah, I think... And he's one of those characters, isn't he, that polarises opinion in respect of he's a little bit of a knob. So yeah, Paul Lambert for me.
Okay. I've a choice between two for me. It's either going to be Phil Parkinson at Sunderland.
Danny's not a fan of that.
No. If they get a bad start, that I can see that happening. Or the other one, and I think this is fairly obvious, but whether it's sacked or leaves of his own accord, Grant McCann.
Good shout.
Because I think it may well be a case that he just goes, do you know what? I can't work with this. I'm leaving. And he runs out.
Doesn't crying. Strike me as that sort of person.
No, but you know,
how's he still in the job? By the way, they were like eighth at one point in like January.
Awful, wasn't it?
Has he still got?
I just don't get it. I mean,
get Nick Barmby in. Crying out loud.
I mean, there's some other notable managers, I think, in the league who you would be quite interested to see how they get on as managers. Liam Richardson at Wigan, that'd be quite interesting to see how he could get anyone playing well.
Never heard of him.
Well, that's what I mean, Neil. That's the point. You've not heard of him.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Darren Moore at Doncaster, that'll be quite, or that will be quite interesting.
Was that the West Brom Darren Moore?
Yes. Yeah. Did very well with West Brom, really, and I was quite surprised that he didn't get offered.
Yeah, his caretaker, wasn't he? He did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Those are mine. Danny, did we hear from you? Who do you think's going to get sacked first?
I'm going to go for Ben Garner at Bristol Rovers. I think he's going to be had it quite soon. I think he'll have a bad start and they're going to panic. It's going to go downhill from there.
Ooh.
Even further.
Is it Ben Garner who took over from Graham Coughlin?
I assume so, yeah.
Okay. Were there any other predictions that you wanted us to make, Danny?
What about if we predict when fans are going to be allowed back in?
Never.
I
think it's going to be February.
I'll go end of March.
Do you know what? I will go, actually, as a realistic thing, I will go December.
December?
See, I think we're going to get to December and then there's going to be panic about the winter and they're just going to say sod it till after Christmas.
They'll just leave it.
I think that it will get to a point where football clubs will start saying, we're businesses, you can't do this to us. And just like the pubs and the Costa Coffees and the Pret or whatever it is that we're being told to go back to work to save, we'll end up being told to go and save our football clubs.
Who will be the first Cobblers player to be sent off?
Missilu. It's got to be Missilu, hasn't it?
No, I'm going Luka Rakic. Two yellows.
Ooh.
He's got two yellows in him, Luka Rakic.
I'll go Rakic or Rocky.
Rocky won't get sent off.
No, Rocky.
What's he going to get sent off for?
He's enthusiastic, isn't he? He's been booked in both games so far.
Yeah, but do you not think that that's maybe more to do with getting up to speed with the league? Because it's quite a big step up for him, isn't it?
No, I think he will need to get used to the fact that he probably can't make the same sort of challenges that he made for Carl Shelton. So I can see him getting a red card for a lunge.
Okay.
Or a lunge. Like a lunge. What lunge. Item of food or drink, like, you know, like we threw Warburton's bread on the goalmouth last season. What random item of food or drink are we going to see thrown onto the pitch this season?
Seals.
Like live seals.
Live seals, yeah.
What's that noise?
There's a seal in distress.
Fabulous. And I think on that note, that's probably the best place for us to leave it. If you think you can do better with your predictions than we have, and you probably can, then do send us a tweet at Cobblers2Me. Join in the fun and let us know where you think the Cobblers are going to finish this season. Will we be winning the league like Neil ridiculously thinks? Or is it going to be a more realistic mid-table to lower half? Let's say that we've gone for myself and Danny. Football's back this weekend. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. We can't wait. We're going live on Facebook for our 100th weekly episode on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Do join us there on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/itsallcobblers. We'll see you then, hopefully, after having demolished AFC Wimbledon 700-0. Bye, Ash.
No, I think they'll be up there, won't they? They've had a season to acclimatise as such in League One. And I think they'll be... Have they been down one season now? It's only one, isn't it?
No, it's two.
Is it two?
Yeah. Isn't it?
You need to catch up on Netflix. It's only one, I think.
I thought it was only one.
I think it's only one.
Was the first season on Netflix their relegation from the Championship?
Yeah, because they set it up as a programme to see the resurgence of Sunderland back to the Premier League.
It's gone well.
And it just ended up being a complete downfall.
Awkward.
Yeah, so I think they'll finish second. I think they'll be a big, strong team this season. I think after... It sometimes does take certainly bigger teams that drop down, it takes them a season or so to get used to it and then bounce back up, doesn't it? I think Forest were similar, weren't they, in Leicester? So, second for Sunderland for me.
Are you sure that this isn't going to be their third season in League One?
I don't know. Can you check it and then we'll just do it again?
Yeah. Season 2019-20, they finished 8th. 2018-19, they finished 5th. So this will be their third season in League One.
We'll better do that bit again then.
Support the podcast on Patreon by joining the It's All Cobblers to Me fan club. Every month, you'll receive access to exclusive bonus content, such as our Meet the Staff series, hear our player interviews before anyone else, and be invited to regular meetups. By joining the fan club, you'll be helping us to continue our sponsorship of NTFC women's player Abby Bruin and enable us to keep the podcast and all our other content going to the high standards you expect. To join the fan club, go to patreon.com/cobblers2me.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.